Hi, this is Anthony Pangilinan, and I'm all about change. Change in oneself, one's family, one's company, one's community. Let us pursue positive change together. So after knowing what you want and knowing who you are, we go to the third principle, which is to know what is going on around you. Be aware. Be aware. If we do this for our companies, for example, SWOT analysis, looking at our strengths as an institution, our weaknesses as an organization, the opportunities out there in the market, the threats that are hounding us as a company, we must do this for ourselves. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my individual opportunities today? What are the threats? We must keep our feet on the ground. Because if we diagnose wrongly, we will prescribe wrongly. If it is wrongly prescribed, then we will treat wrongly as well. Wrong diagnosis leads to the wrong prescription, to the wrong treatment, and to the early expiration of the patient. It starts with diagnosis. Keep your feet on the ground as you reach for the stars. What is going for you? What is going against you, for example? The force field analysis before we go into actual execution. So in time management, it is essential to know the givens, the good, the bad, and the ugly. In givens, you do not question the givens. In math, you accept the givens. They are part of the solution. One important insight from Peter Senge of MIT, as he stretched a rubber band vertically, he said the upper portion of a vertically stretched rubber band are the dreams that we have in life. The lower part of a stretched rubber band is reality. When you stretch the rubber band, you see that there is a gap between the vision and the reality. That leads to action. Action brings the reality below to the vision above. So those three things, vision, reality, and plan of action. But a very important reminder from Senge, after 40 years as a consultant, the number one reason why he found organizations unable to reach their visions, and individuals like you and me, it had nothing to do with vision. It had to do with a failure to accept reality. You cannot go where you want to go if you cannot acknowledge where you are now. The third principle is to know what is going on around you and to plan forward from there. This is Anthony Pangilinan. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to subscribe to my podcast for future episodes on change management. You can reach me on Twitter at @apangilinan, Instagram at Anthony Pangilinan, and Facebook at Anthony Pangilinan as well. Have a great day as we pursue positive change together.